Hey, welcome to the Weights, Wellness, and Witchery podcast, the podcast that touches on everything wellness from the physical to the metaphysical. I'm your host, Grace Elizabeth. I'm a certified personal trainer and a wellness coach who specializes in making you feel awesome from the inside out. So if feeling awesome is something that you're interested in, I highly suggest you stick around because, as I mentioned before, that's kind of my thing. All right, let's do this. I cannot wait for you guys to hear this super fun interview that I have for you today. I had a great time talking to my friend Brianna Ben via Fit Pride Training. I do want to give you a heads up that this episode touches on intentional weight loss, and it also touches on disordered eating, food tracking, and dissatisfaction with body image. So if those discussion topics could be triggering for you, please go ahead and just skip this episode for today. Also, if you or someone you know is struggling with an eating disorder or disordered eating, you can go to nationaleatingdisorders.org or call the National Eating Disorder Helpline at 800-913-2237. Got to pull myself together.
All right, pull it together.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Weights, Wellness, and Witchery podcast. I'm your host, Grace Elizabeth, and I am joined today by my very first ever guest, Brianna, and I just realized I don't know how to pronounce your last name.
Hey, it's Benby.
Benby.
It's so common. Everyone's like, I have no idea how to say or spell that, but it's totally fine.
It's funny because you say it exactly how it's spelled, but for some reason when I look at it, my mind wants to complicate it and like
you make are it... not the only one.
I look at it and I'm like, is this French?
Is it Benvi?
Yeah, like Benvi or like something. Benvay. Yeah, that's what I probably would have said. Benvi.
That's fair.
But yeah, so I'm super stoked to have you on here for
so
everyone
happy to be here.
Who has not met you yet. Give us a little background and. Like I don't want to cut you off, so I'm just gonna give my spiel of we met you and I met over Instagram, Insta Besties, yeah. Because we were both promoting a supplement company that I no longer am promoting. I don't know if
we
you
are both
still.
No longer promoting.
Okay, sounds great. But yeah, we got that out of it, so that's awesome.
Yes,
and
true.
Brianna is also a certified personal trainer, and she's actually technically my personal trainer right now. Hey. So she has a few new really cool programs that she just came out with, and so I'm gonna let her tell you guys about herself a little bit, and then we're gonna talk about Muscle Mania. So
yeah.
All right, Brianna, you're up.
All right, well, first I just want to thank you, and to add to our little snippet of like knowing each other, Grace and I feel like we became pretty fast friends, to the point where even when I started my own podcast, she was the first one to give me like, you know, a lot of support and even, share with me her experiences, you know, podcasting prior. So if it weren't for her, I honestly wouldn't have found Anchor, which we both use. So Grace is a super helpful gal to anyone listening. You have chosen the perfect podcast. About me, Lord, my whole thing started, I'm on year five. So this started back in like late 2016, early 2017. And I was just doing fitness for all the wrong reasons. Mainly centered around poor, body image and self-esteem. That was probably my main contributor. And then my goals, whenever I was starting my journey, it was always centered around other people, excuse me, mainly like boyfriends and, you know, comparisons with friends and, you know, obviously the amount of toxic things that us young women see daily. It was just a constant battle, you know, and finally I took it upon myself to educate myself, and I built my very first program. I set, you know, a fairly realistic goal, and I even went far beyond my goal, as in I set a specific timeline and didn't complete my goal within that timeline, but still, you know, just made adjustments, pushed on, finally reached my goal It was a weight loss goal at the time. And basically, as soon as I completed that, I wanted to go into competitive bodybuilding. However, I found out that I was expecting my son, and that was a great little surprise. So mindset kind of switched up, but my passion for fitness was still there, even though I wasn't able to compete. And I started, sorry, I'm sure you can hear him in the background, but I
We
did start
welcome all toddler sounds on this
to, at
podcast,
least they're happy
okay?
toddler sounds. There's no
Yes,
like exorcist
exactly.
screams or anything.
Not
Like,
yet, not yet at least,
not
Kat.
yet. I mean, give it 30 minutes. But no, he's really a great child, I swear.
He
But yeah,
looks
so
happy. He's very cute
he's
and he
so
always looks
happy.
very happy, so.
He really is. If y'all want to go check him out, well, he's on my personal. I'm just saying, he's cute as hell. But no, he is really my pride and joy, and my biggest motivator through anything, including my education. And that was something that I really wanted to pursue. It was just I don't know. It was that good feeling that you get, you know, when you hit that goal. You just had this positive mindset, maybe not throughout, and you struggle and you learn. And I feel like there's only so much good information out there, and I wanted to be able to provide that good quality content. And I'm still navigating now. I completed my certifications. I currently hold five. I completed those
Okay,
in, I know, right?
overachiever.
I just, you guys ate them. And so,
Oh yeah, we'll
what can
talk
I
about that because
say?
I'm excited for you to do that one. So we'll talk about
Yes,
that later
I'm
too.
here for that. But I mean, it's been an awesome journey. And I even mentioned this because I did announce that I'm going for another certification today. And I was like, oh, I'm a true Ravenclaw. And it is true, though. Like, I
I
am just all about
saw
wisdom.
that. Although I think that I don't know. I don't know what Harry Potter house I'm supposed to be in. I think I need to take the quiz because
I
I've done
think
it
you need to
before,
do
but I
that.
can't remember.
Please,
So
please do that and send me that
for fun right now,
info.
why don't you guess what you think mine will be, and then later I'll tell you if you got it right.
Oh, let's see. I think you are either, I would say either a Hufflepuff or a Ravenclaw. Or you could even be both. Like, I know I'm actually like a Ravenclaw slash Slytherin because I have a lot of ambition, you know, but it's that dark side that kind of throws me. I don't, I'm like, I'm so afraid. Like, I'm afraid. But I think you would be a good, because I feel like you're very loyal, you know, you're very helpful. I also feel like you know, kind of pride your wit and your wisdom. And I don't know, I feel like you're there.
I feel like Hufflepuff, I feel like that's probably gonna be it, only because I think that's what I've gotten before, but I can't remember. So we'll
Hufflepuff is
see.
where it's at, though. Like, y'all are just so chill. Like, I swear, so good.
So now
But
that
yeah,
we've
we got
taken
way
that,
off
yeah,
track. Like,
I
I'm
know,
so
but
sorry.
that'll be fun for us later. So
Yes, it will. Everyone's like, this was not a Harry Potter podcast. Like, what was
hey,
this? But it should be. It's all facts. Facts. See, we're tying it all
witchery
together. But
is
I know. As crazy as we are, and this even happened. Grace was actually a guest on my podcast, and there were quite a few times we went on tangents, so it's to be expected.
I want I'll crop a little bit of it. I won't subject them to the full tangents, but they're
That's
definitely gonna
fair.
get that Harry Potter piece in
Yes, let's do it.
there.
But I mean, I guess, where was I? I was talking about education. And things. I feel like women specifically, and I say this specifically because there's a lot of, you know, anything from pink tax to just mansplaining within this industry. It's very, very real. And to be able to provide good quality content, as I said, to women in need of it. Not everyone is going to want to go out and research things on their own, and not everyone is going to be able to research and learn that information and apply it. And I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, even if you do go out and research, are you going to be able to apply that in the field, or would it be easier to have someone who lives and breathes this to be able to help you apply that or teach you how to apply that so that you can do that yourself down the road? So that's pretty much my whole goal. And that's what I was going for when I created my business, which is called Fit Pride Training. You can find me Instagram, Facebook, under the same name. And I have a great group of girls. I call them my Pride Ladies. I feel like my intentions are to create a very strong and proud community of women. I want all to be welcome, no matter what their journey is. But I do hold my own specialties, so things that I feel more like well versed and can offer better or more help to that group, specifically like mothers, busy women, people looking, individuals looking to gain strength, overall, pride in their hard work. That's really kind of the whole goal, I guess. Maybe a tangent,
Awesome. No, that was great. That was perfect. And yeah, I think I don't, there's a couple things I really like about you, and like as far
thank
as
you.
like as a person and as a trainer.
I appreciate
Only a
that.
couple though, but no, I'm just kidding. And
Just it's a small list, okay? Well,
But no, I really do like one that like you really do pride yourself on your education, and it's not just like, oh, I know all these things. It's you do a really good job of like you are a clearly a great student who has taken knowledge and like turned it around and given it to other people in a way that's very easy to consume, in a way that like the outcome is direct results that are like so like okay, so
thank you.
let's get into like why I believe this about your program specifically, because
Yes,
right
please.
now I'm doing Muscle Mania, which is, what is it, 16-week program?
Yes, it is a full
Okay.
16-week pre-planned goal-inspired program. And I have to say all that because that's what
No, that's
it
beautiful. That's perfect, because I didn't know how to describe it. Because for everyone who's listening, the reason that I ended up taking one of Rihanna's programs is I, at the moment, am very busy. I have a full-time job outside of doing my wellness coaching and now starting this podcast. And of course, I have my son. So I have not really had time to sit down and think about making a workout program. And I know that sounds kind of crazy when, like, I am a personal trainer. And I'm like, I don't feel like writing my own programs, but I feel like my goals, it's like, you know, it's like what is like the cobbler shoes or whatever, like cobbler kids have crappy shoes. But so
Honestly never heard that, but that's wonderful.
yeah. I feel like I heard my dad say that one time when I was a child, and I have never forgotten it.
That is wonderful.
But yeah, so I was like, you know what? I just want to have like a new program that I can do where I don't have to think about it. So I have something ready and I just go to the gym and I do it. And yeah, and but everywhere you look, especially on Instagram, which is pretty much everywhere I look at this point, everything's always about, you know, getting lean or just shedding body fat. And it's all kind of like the same repetitive type workouts that, I mean, are fun. Some of them are really fun. Some of them are cool, but it's not really made for the goals that I had. And my current goals were to put on some muscle and like lift some heavier weights. Like that's all I wanted to do. So I was talking to Brianna about that, and she was like, I can't even remember like how we got onto that conversation. And then you were like, Muscle Mania. I don't
So
even.
I originally put out on my Instagram stories that I wanted to, I kind of gave my audience an option. And I do this a lot on my stories when I'm looking for like more feedback or I feel like I have some innovative things, like new things to bring to the industry. And I had asked people if they were really, really stuck on personalized programs because that is what I offer. I offer one-on-one online coaching. And so personalized programs is where I live, but you do pay more for that service because you and I are just one-on-one. And then instead of that, I asked if people would be more inclined to go with a program that was maybe pre-built and goal-inspired. And honestly, there wasn't a lot of gravitation towards either one. It was kind of a draw. But it seemed like such a great idea. I was like, you know what? I feel like I'm really onto something. So I put that out there And then Grace actually reached out to me, like, this would be such a great idea. Are you feeling like you're gonna do anything with bulking? And I was like, yes. Like, but I didn't want it to just be bulking because a lot of people, what people see is bulking in the industry. It mainly pertains to bodybuilders, but more specifically, a lot of it is dirty bulking.
Oh
And
yeah,
when I,
the dirty
and you know,
bulk.
right. And when we say dirty bulk, it's when
The
people eat whatever they want and lift heavy weights and they call that bulking. And it's not. You're eating like shit and you're just lifting heavy. It honestly does not compensate. Like it does not like outweigh the other. So I wanted to provide a program where you are able to maximize muscle growth and not just dirty bulk, you know. And I do offer the option of like macro calculations, so that way you can stick within that to have a more, it's not going to be as like confined if you were like doing a bodybuilding type like bulk, I guess, like a proper bulk, but it's enough calories where you're fueling your body, you're going to put that those nutrients to good use, you know, so you weren't, you know, you have some wiggle room where most people they either just super exceed or they don't do enough, and then your muscles really just can't grow.
Yeah, I think that like what you just said is so important because I think a lot of us tend to, especially when you're like in a workout program, you're like, because the default for everyone so far, like growing up, has been hammered into our brains that like you're trying to lose weight. So when you're committing to a workout program, the first thing you think is like, oh, I have to start dieting right now. And when you hear the word dieting, we're talking about like some major caloric restrictions, which, if you are restricting yourself with calories and trying to gain muscle, it's not going to happen. So I think one of the, and I was like, when I first started this program with you, and you were like, do you want me to calculate your macros? And I was like, I don't know, just because, you know, like I try to kind of stay away from getting too bogged down into that. And I was like, you know what? Let's just see where I'm at. So you calculated my macros, and I was like, oh my God, that's terrifying.
Oh gosh. I am so sorry.
No,
Like, dear God. Like
I was like, and so I started tracking. I started tracking. Just I didn't even change my diet. I just started tracking, and I was consistently like 700 calories under what you had. Yeah, and I was like,
That's what's
oh
up.
my goodness. And so I was like, really eye-opening, just because it was like, I like eating enough is a really, really important in general. But specifically too, when you're trying to put on muscle and you're trying to get stronger, like you have to eat enough. And a lot of times, like especially when it comes to like getting adequate carbs and protein, because that was something that I noticed, is that like my fats were always super high, but my carbs and proteins were
That's so common,
not
though.
there.
So common.
Yeah. So it's like, and I try to use that as just a tool of just looking at what I'm eating, because now I'm not tracking at all. Because after I did that, I was like, all right, well, I don't want to
Yeah,
get
now
caught
you know
up
where
in
you
now.
are.
Yeah, like I don't want to get caught up in now trying to eat a ton when I'm not hungry, because
Exactly, exactly.
that's gonna do the same thing that not eating enough when I'm hungry is gonna do, right? So I was like, I'm gonna let my body do its thing. But now I can make, you know, conscious decisions to eat more protein and get more carbs in and stuff like that to try to even it out.
Yeah, like
So
I noticed you're even drinking protein shakes now, which you were not before you started this program. So I was like, oh, go Grace. Like, I see you. I see what
what?
you
I've
do.
always been drinking protein
Well,
shakes.
I know, but I just mean like I
No,
don't think you
recently,
ever shared them to your story as much as you do now. So we'll
that's
say
probably true.
that.
That's probably true. That's probably true. What was the other thing I was gonna say? Oh yeah, and so just to speak to the program so far, I am 6 weeks in now. Where am I at?
You
I'm at
are,
five, six. I'm finishing the fifth week
fifth
right
week going
now.
on week
Yeah,
six. Yep.
yeah, and. It was such a change of pace for me in the beginning, and but I really, really have enjoyed that so far because it's different than what I've been doing for the past, you know, 2 years. And I think that my body really appreciates that change up, as bodies do. And I'm not gonna lie, like my butt and my arms are so, I can feel the
Good.
difference. Like if
No.
I'm just sitting with my arms folded, I'm like, man, I was like, my biceps feel huge right now. And my butt definitely, because I'm not gonna lie,
I'm here for
I avoided leg days
that.
so much before, just because, I I don't know. I'm just not good at it. Like, I think,
I'm not good at it. I love that.
It's my, I don't know. My legs are really tight. So I started doing the like foam rolling and stuff. Yeah. Right. So that's helped me a lot. So just like having the consistency of, okay, I got to do, you know, 2.5 leg days a week, basically. And because when I'm doing squats, my range is terrible because my quads are overactive because, you know, like all these things. So I've really started now taking care of my body to a point where like, okay, I'm doing the foam rolling, I'm stretching my legs, and I'm actually getting my body in a much better place just because I'm taking care of it in ways that I was avoiding before. So that's like one thing I really am happy about. And it just really just comes from switching it up, right? So the reason I got on that tangent was because I was avoiding leg day so much. Like, as soon as I started doing squats, my butt was like, woo. So
we're growing.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Which is never a bad thing. We want that. Okay.
It's great. That's the goal. Yes. So yeah, I don't even know what the point of talking about all this is
I think it was just your like pros to the program.
Yes, exactly. So I'm giving a little shout out to MuscleMania. If you are
I love that. Thank you.
If you're looking for something that is not your typical, you know, slim down, get lean kind of program, and you're more interested in growing your body and taking up more space, and I would definitely check out MuscleMania because that's where it's at. So
and they, Brianna, they are of course, super affordable too. Like, they are you know, absolutely. They're nothing crazy. Unfortunately, it's not a program where you have like lifetime access. You would have to pay, like, if you wanted to do another 16 weeks. I personally wouldn't recommend. I would hope by that time maybe your goals have adjusted and maybe you do something else. I mean, I don't know. It really depends on the person and what their goals are. But, you know, with that being said, there will be 3 different programs available. So the MuscleMania is one. And, you know, as Grace has mentioned, that one is all about building your muscles, having a stronger body. Like, and it's all, it's a well-rounded program. So it's upper and lower body, you know, very minimal cardio too. Again, this is just it's just a great bulking program. And then there will be the glute builder program, which is exactly that. It's just to get a nice, rounder, stronger peak. Like, what woman doesn't want that right now? If ever, like, when I'm 60, I'm still going to be flaunting this. Like, hey. But that's why I'm working so hard now. So I hopefully don't have to work as hard later, but we'll see.
No, that's true. That's a good point.
And it is, I mean, these are just great, like I said, just overall programs. Like, even the glute builder, it still has an upper body day. Like, it's not like you're neglecting the rest of your body just because that is the focus.
And you know what, one thing I think is very much overlooked when we talk about strengthening our gluteus muscles, our backsides, besides like having a booty, is that if you've got lower back pain, and like strengthening your glutes is like a lifesaver.
Yes. And vice versa too. Like, to have a strong in order to have strong legs, you should have a very strong back. You know, your back does contribute to the amount of load that you can carry. So, you know, strengthening up, ladies, is never a bad thing.
No. And like I said, because obviously I want to have a nice butt, right? Like, who doesn't?
Right. I mean, nice, like, you know.
But I also am like, you know, that's not even like the end goal, I think.
Right.
Me personally, and probably for a lot of people who listen to my podcast, it's like there's so many other reasons to do this, right? That's not looking good, but it's feeling good, and it's doing what's good for your entire body. Outside of just like, you know, wanting to be the shape that you want to be. So that's kind of just my input on that. But yeah, I get lower back pain a lot. So building up that glute is a really good thing for me. So.
And I think this is actually funny. This is something that you've said on my podcast, and it kind of just always stuck with me. is that I wanted to make these programs, especially if you're someone who does already lift or you enjoy lifting, you are going to enjoy these programs because not only are they going to challenge you, but they're going to have a lot of compound exercises, things that you would already do, or maybe things that you were kind of nervous to do. And I hope that this not only challenges you, but helps you kind of break out of a shell, you know, with your exercise experience. Because I do feel like there's so much to love in the gym, you know, and I stayed away from a barbell for so long, and I wish that I hadn't, because honestly, those are some of my favorite lifts now. You know, doing anything with anything else almost seems like trivial. I don't know.
No, it's so true. The something about doing anything with a barbell is just makes you feel like such a badass. Like it really does. And I do really like your program focuses a lot on being on the rack, you know, using a barbell, and I personally love
I knew you would too. I was like, this is going
that.
to be so
Yeah,
perfect for
it's
her.
like it's my jam 100%. But then you do like you'll have things like, you know, the step ups, and that's something that like I would probably put in a program, but personally when I go to the gym I'd be like, yeah, I'm not gonna do
Right? And it's
that.
funny that we as trainers do that to ourselves too, because
Yes.
you know that exercise and you know that it's going to work out so well, but you're like, oh God, I hate those. I am
Yeah.
not doing that in my program, but I'm going to schedule them for Sarah because
Yeah.
she looks like, you know, that's goal inspired, you know? So I don't know why we do that, but we do
No, but
that.
that's why I'm like, I really love the fact that's one of the reasons I've like wanted to do somebody else's program, because it's kind of like I'm committing myself to doing things I would typically just avoid. And
Right.
so I'm really enjoying that as well. So you it's really a good mix, like all of the different things that you have in there, but of course a lot of it being on the barbell, which is awesome. And like you have doing like the barbell cleans and stuff. Like how many other programs are you gonna find that in? Nothing on Instagram, that's for sure, unless it was made
That's
for
true.
unless it was made for a dude. So
See, and that's the other thing is that I feel like all of those programs, if they are a bulk or some sort of you know, muscle mass program, they're all for men. I mean, I've
yes.
purchased them before and it's like, oh, here's like, you know, 5 weeks to bigger biceps. It's like, this is crap because this is literally tailored towards men. This has nothing to do with women. Like, and I'm not saying that women and men can't do the same exercises. It's just when you look at how the program is written, especially now being a trainer, having that knowledge, it's like, wow, this was not written for a woman who has like beginner or even intermediate experience.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
Yeah.
so that's always so depressing. You know, and as you know, I've talked about this before in that social media space. A lot of people that we see nowadays on there that do write programs actually have no legit education.
Oh
And you know, that's
yeah.
one of my biggest pet
Oh
peeves, is
yeah.
I'm like,
That's
please stop.
I want to say that goes without saying, but it doesn't
Yes, yes.
because there's so many of them. I think
Yes.
yeah, that's super important. Like if you are going to buy a program off of Instagram or anywhere, definitely look into the person who wrote it. I mean,
Please do.
even if the
Like,
person who's promoting it isn't a personal trainer, but like, you know, they had it written by people with some certifications, like that's something that you want to look at.
Right.
So
Or even if they consult someone, you know, if they have
yeah.
some research to back it up, whatever. But if you're coming to me and you're like, hey, I have, you know, 3 years of lifting experience personally, but I have all these guides and this app and one-on-one coaching, and I'm like, okay,
Yeah.
but do you know anything about the kinetic chain? Like, do you, if I come to you with this issue, are
Oh.
you gonna tell me what I can do? Like, no, you aren't. So please get out of my industry. Like, I'm sorry, I'm just so bitter about
I can sell. Well, you know what? I try not to get too wrapped up with that kind of stuff, because I think one thing that I know for sure is that the people who need me as a coach are going to find me. And
Exactly.
the people who would go to one of those people we're talking about are probably not the people who would come to me anyway. So, you know what?
Right,
Let
right.
them
And that is
have.
very true.
But I do also, you know, it's like you don't want them putting out bad information into the world
Yes,
either.
that's what worries
But
me most, is just, you know, you should just be safe. I'm just safer than sorry. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it is not hard at all to get certified as a personal
No,
trainer.
not at
So,
all. Not at all. Like, really, you guys.
the
If you
bar is
want it,
low.
you could.
The bar
Or it is not like the bar exam, okay? It is nothing
No,
like it.
no.
But it is nice. And I will say, there are some very thorough programs out there too. Like NASM and ACE are definitely some of the top. If that is
Oh,
something that
yeah.
interests you, I definitely recommend. I didn't actually go through them, but I do know that
But
they're
you
awesome,
should.
okay? Like you probably should. No, I'm just kidding.
I did NASM and
Yeah.
it was awesome. I honestly I didn't know what I like what to expect going into it because I was like, well, I know this stuff, right? So I've been doing it. I know this stuff. And then I got in there and I was like, I do not know this
I
stuff.
do not know this stuff. Like, what is periodization? Like,
Yeah, like like
sorry.
it was I learned so much about the human body and that was just so awesome and like so much like biology and just body human science that blew my mind. That's super important to know. And then something that I think you have like really done really well is like writing effective programs. Like you nail it with that. I don't
Thank
think that I
you.
have taken any other program that's like one like clearly written to give you maximum results that
And that was
way.
the whole goal, you know.
Yeah.
I want to do the most with not necessarily the least, but I feel like 4 days a week, 6 to 7 exercises. To me, I want to make it as effective as possible so that you're not wasting too
Absolutely.
much time. You know what I mean? And it's still fun because honestly, I've been that chick that's in the gym 2 or 3 hours, and sometimes that just gets boring, or you just can't afford that time. And I am all about
Yeah,
savings.
no, the time affordability for me is like because if I could spend 3 hours at the gym, I would, and I have.
Sex, sex. You're like,
I've
I've been
been
there.
through phases of life where I could do that. I am not in one of those right now because I
Right.
just like being there. But
No,
no,
and it is nice. It is a vibe for
this
sure.
is perfect, especially for me right now because I literally walk across the street. I go to stupid little Fitness 19. I bust out this workout on my lunch break, and I come back and get right back to work. And it's like so perfect for my life at the moment, and so I'm really grateful for
I
that.
do love that for you. Like, I
Yeah.
love she does always tag me in her stories when she's like walking back from the gym. I was like, Lord, look at you. Like, you're just so close to a gym. How convenient. Like, it must be nice.
It's super. I actually like I'm not gonna lie, I'm paying for three different gym memberships right now.
Girl, like,
I
I have my own
know.
home gym now and I'm still paying for like two. So it's
Because I'm like,
terrible. Like,
I gotta keep the one across the street because it's the
yeah.
most convenient thing in the world. And then like, I love my 24-hour fitness, but it's like 25 minutes away. So, and then the other one that I got in like a year contract when everything else was shut down. So that's just there. I'm not
Oh,
even going
yeah.
there.
So that's just there.
I'm just stuck on
Oh, that's terrible too.
that
That's
one.
how
So,
it was with me and Planet Fitness. Like, oh,
Oh,
they just
yeah.
like, I hate
Yeah.
that. They just wrap you up in that.
But anyway,
Yeah, moving on.
yeah, I because personally I believe that there is no wasted time in the gym, but there is definitely fast track to goals if that is like
Yes.
top of the list for you. And I don't want to get like I feel like I don't want to sound contradictory because there's absolutely nothing wrong with having fitness goals. And in fact, like if you love fitness and you are it's something like a like I'm gonna say like it's like a hobby for me, it's also a job for me. But like I want to have goals because that keeps it fun for me, right? But I don't ever want anyone to think that like you have to have goals that you are like specifically achieving in the gym because if you just like going to the gym and doing whatever while you're there, like that is
That's still
amazing.
effective. Yes,
Yeah,
it's still
like
some form of
you are getting
activity.
a lot out of that. Like n maybe you're not gonna build biceps in 6 weeks or something like that, but there's so many other
Lord, I
benefits
wish I could
too.
build biceps in 6 weeks. Like,
I
you're
can. My biceps, my
like, I
biceps,
can.
my biceps, you're building my biceps in 6 weeks right
I
now.
am superior. I'm telling you, like, bicep growth is something to be on the lookout for, because that's like crazy. That's crazy muscle action right there. I'm
Yeah,
telling you, like,
so
anything upper body, just like I'm amazed by it. Like, some people can grow them really quick, some are just more stubborn. Mine are stubborn, so I just admire
Yeah,
everyone else that can build them.
my biceps and my shoulders, like they just like Hulk out. Like that's just like they just love it. So I'm like, all right, that's cool.
Hey,
That's
feed
good
them.
with
Just feed
me.
them. Keep them
Yep.
happy.
But anyways, yeah. So like I was saying, like it's great to have goals if they're goals that you want and they're goals that are attainable and reasonable and you're trying to achieve them in a safe way. And now I feel like we're going to segue into talking about your goals, Brianna. So this is something I want to talk about because I feel like there's like two sides of the coin when it comes to doing I don't know, what's the word for it? What comp fitness competitions? What are
Yeah,
you
bodybuilding competitions, I guess.
bodybuilding
Well, I mean, I
competitions?
guess you can say fitness competitions because some of them aren't like necessarily bodybuilding, I think. You know, like the what is it? There's one league that does more of like a diva thing, you know, where you have to wear dresses and stuff
Oh
too, and like,
yeah.
you
It's
know.
almost like a beauty contest.
Yeah. So I mean, there are obviously variations, but yeah, they just
Okay,
any sort of
so
fitness competition, I guess.
Brianna is currently on a journey
Yes.
to compete in
That was
like
very aggressive, sorry.
some bodybuilding competitions. And I'm, for one, I'm just very interested in what that looks like, how it's been feeling, because I think, and we talked about this
Oh.
on the podcast episode we did on your podcast, which was that it's not always the healthiest thing to do for your
Yes.
body, but it's a goal that you're trying to achieve. And so I think that's where we can kind of differentiate here, where it's like if it's a goal that you want, like if my goal was to be able to do a backflip, like there's a good chance I'm gonna break my neck trying to do that. But hey, if I want to be able to do a backflip, that's what I'm gonna work on doing. So I definitely, I'm not gonna say trying to learn how to do a backflip is healthy, but I want to learn how. I think it's cool. I think it's dope. So that's kind of my analogy right now.
I mean, that's definitely fair. That is a very good analogy when talking about this. Because and like what you said, going off of what you said, when you mentioned that it is a very goal specific thing, it's not necessarily the healthiest. You know, as you mentioned, we did go over that. And even still, on top of it's not sustainable either. So please don't ever feel like when you do see men and women that are competing or entering some sort of fitness-based competition, they are not maintaining that look. I would say 98% of them. I only know of like two people, two or three that do compete nationally, you know, as often as they can. I can't necessarily say it's year-round, but it is a very, very small amount of people that can and enjoy maintaining that. It is not a sustainable lifestyle. It can get very unhealthy very easily. It can actually cause an unhealthy relationship with food. And I do not recommend it for anyone that currently has a negative or unhealthy rather relationship with food, because that is just going to be detrimental to you and your health. But as Grace said, I am prepping for a competition, and my initial thoughts years ago was to enter into bikini because, first of all, I've never been a lean girl. I've always struggled with my weight, and I've been dieting, kind of like Grace. My story is very, very similar to Grace's, where I've just been dieting from a very, very young age, pressure from family. You know, I was also in competition cheerleading, so there's that pressure with other very, very naturally skinny girls. You know, always being the base, the heavy lifter. So it was one thing that I really wanted to go towards because when I finished my initial journey in, you know, late 2018, early 2019, my body was actually very thin. It was probably the thinnest, and I can't, well, yeah, I would say leanest. You know, my arm muscles were starting to show, which has never happened before in my life prior to that. And you know, bodybuilding, it just appealed to me. I saw women that, you know, I could kind of compare to, like maybe my body could look like that. And I was so hung up on lifting that it was just so cool to be like, bro, I built that muscle. I built all that muscle that's showing on stage. Like it wasn't necessarily about being in a bikini because Lord knows I haven't worn a bikini like ever. You know, and not to mention being a competitive spirit, someone that grew up in competition cheering for seven, almost 8 years. You know, that lifestyle just kind of appeals. To be able to compete, even though it's an individual sport, where cheerleading is a team sport, it really did appeal to me. So I did have to put that on hold while I was pregnant with my wonderful child, who's currently talking and shaking his head at me. But he has motivated me countless times to kind of get my act together, because postpartum was not easy. Postpartum happened during COVID, literally as soon as the gyms opened up for me, as soon as I was cleared, they shut everything down. So that was really hard, and I did lose motivation for a long time, and just recently kind of was like, okay, I'm gonna do it. All right, I'm gonna like pre-start my prep. So I went through a brief cut, and it did not go well. I will not lie to you. I had quite a few binging moments, which is obviously an unhealthy eating habit. And that kind of brought me back to where I was growing up. I kind of always struggled with like binging snacks and other foods, especially when like I wasn't in school or on the weekends. So then I was like, all right, I have to do like a little mini reverse. And there is a science to this. I'm not going to go all into the science, because this probably doesn't apply to a lot of people. But I did go through a reverse, which means bumping up your calories slowly, so that way you are not gaining excessive weight, but that your calories will be high enough so that you can then decrease them again. Because if you do not know, the only way to lose weight, and by weight I'm specifically meaning like body fat, is to be in a calorie deficit, which means less calories than what your maintenance would be. Because everyone does have maintenance calories, which is just what your body needs every day to thrive and basically move. So I went through my tiny little reverse. It was just a few weeks, and then I just started my prep. I started my prep about 2.5, almost 3 weeks ago now. And again, it's just not going good. I'm not feeling, I don't feel like I'm getting the results that I want. There are mornings where I wake up and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, who is she? Like, what is she doing? But it's not consistent enough. So, I did end up hiring a coach, because even like Grace, Grace is in this industry too, and she's hired me. Prep is something very serious, very different. It is very, very goal inspired and extremely personalized on a different level that even I was aware of. If you realize that you have a very goal inspired plan, I guess, or a very specific goal in mind to achieve, it's sometimes better to just realize that you need the extra help and try not to do it all yourself. So I did hire somebody, and things are going much, much better. My workouts have been super consistent, so I'm really proud of myself for that. But we have reevaluated. I was going to enter my first competition in bikini this fall, September. And I would be competing in the OCB division, which is similar to like NPC, which NPC is one of the bigger like junior nationals, and even like a pro level. So OCB is very similar. It's just local, and they also offer like a pro level. So it's cool, because it's something that I could grow with if it's something I choose to do, over the years. Like I said, we've just switched some things up. So I'm going to compete in my first show early next year, like March of next year, which I realize is just a little under a year away. But that does give me plenty of time to properly go through a bulk and a cut, a bulk, and then my prep. So we've planned this thing out for basically a whole year, which I would like to say for anyone that is going to invest in a trainer, no matter what your goals are, you should always be having that conversation with your trainer about where you want to be in 3, 6, months, 12 months. You and your trainer should always have that plan and have that conversation, because if you don't know where you're going or what the plan is, maybe they don't even know, and I feel like that's a problem. But that's just me, and I've learned over the years between hiring trainers and obviously, you know, running my own business, I do always try to, you know, assess someone's goals, what their current capabilities are, where are they looking at in the future, and then we do reassess as we go. So please, if you do have a trainer, if you're looking for one, please make sure that they have a plan for you because that is important.
Yeah, you know what? I think you said something pretty important there about reevaluating your goals and reassessing what you're doing, especially even just from a personal standpoint. When it comes to wellness, fitness, all of this stuff, whatever you have been doing won't necessarily always work for you, and your goals are going to change, right? So I like for me the past year or so, I have not really had any solid goals, which because I didn't have like I didn't want any. Goals is not something you have to have. And I think if any of us have been put in a position before, like I have, where you're forced to have goals that you don't even
Yes.
want,
That's terrible.
that's terrible. Yeah, it's absolutely awful. So I think learning that it's okay to not have goals and that it's also okay to decide you do want to reach a certain goal after not having that goal for a while is totally, it's okay. That's like part of being human. It's like, it's reassessing where you're at now, looking at your life and your body and how you're feeling and deciding what's best for it in the current moment, which is a very important thing to do, just like all pretty frequently. So I'm glad you said that.
And I really, I think a lot of it comes down to, and you know, I'm huge about this, is just self-reflection, like always reevaluating, making sure that whatever goal you do have still applies because it can always change, you know, just like we as humans are constantly changing and evolving. Your goals will do that just the same.
Yes, totally. That's it. That's the
That's it.
truth.
That's the one. Much
Spitting
sorry. But yeah,
the
I do feel bad too. And please don't feel guilty. Like I know, like saying that even as I say this, I'm definitely feeling guilty, but you should not feel guilty or at least allow anyone else to make you feel guilty about your choices when it does come to changing your goals. It can be very worrisome, but do not allow anyone else to make you feel bad about your choices, because you are the only one that knows what's best for you. And I always want people to challenge, you know, challenge themselves, but to also challenge others that feel differently. You know, I mean, it is ultimately your choice and in what you do with your body. So, just make sure that whatever you're doing, it's healthy.
Yes, I 100% agree with all of that. I love everything you just said.
Oh, I love you. Like, why am I like this? Stop.
You're awesome. I'm so glad
Thank
that to
you.
have you on today. I'm like super glad to have you on, and I do think that you're such an awesome trainer, especially for
I
anyone
appreciate
who
you.
really does have like very specific goals. Or if someone who's just looking for like a really good solid workout routine. If you are someone who's like, you're maybe you're like an intermediate person in the gym and you're like, I want to find something that's a little bit next level, but also like gonna be enjoyable and like pretty chill and relaxed. Brianna's got it. She's got it going
I'm
on.
here for it.
So, yeah. Oh, and then the last thing, we'll just make this really quick. I just want to say that I'm super excited that you're going to do the pregnancy and postpartum certification because
Oh, yes. Thanks,
that's
girl.
really awesome for you. So,
Yes.
be looking for that if you're someone who is pregnant or recently had a child or will in the
Yeah, even if
next.
you're trying to conceive,
Yeah.
please like
Oh,
keep me
yeah.
in mind because not only, I mean, obviously Grace and I have been through this, you know, we've birthed children, but it is much different. There's so much more when it comes to anatomy. I'm only on the first lesson and I'm like blown away. So if you are interested, please, you can always reach out to me early and you know, as soon as I finish my certification, you would be like the first person or people to have my attention.
That's awesome. I am just like so stoked for you to be doing that and so stoked
Thank you. I'm
for
excited.
anyone who gets to have you as their trainer while they're pregnant or right
Yes.
afterwards. So thank you so much for coming on. I think that was a
Yes,
really,
thank you for having me.
I like having conversations with you because I don't like we have different viewpoints on a lot of stuff, but we also I think agree in a lot of really important places. I have never seen you teach or preach anything that would be harmful, so I really do
That's what
appreciate
I'm
about
here for,
that.
girl.
Yeah.
I'm here for good quality knowledge.
But yeah, if you wanna I think you already mentioned it, but go ahead and let the world know where they can
Oh my,
find
my
you,
ex.
and yeah, and
Oh.
the names of your programs that are up there right now, so go
Yeah.
for it.
You can reach me, my personal, which I do still post like my prep stuff. So you're interested in that whole journey. My personal is at Brianna Benvie, BriannaBenvie. And then my business is Fit Pride Training. So you can find me under that name on Facebook and Instagram. There's no like special characters or anything, so super easy to find. In both of my bios, I do have links towards like my coaching applications and my profile where all of my services can be found. But I do offer one-on-one coaching, and that is fitness programs and nutrition programs. Both are personalized. The prices are listed on my site, and then I will be offering those three pre-built goal-inspired programs: Muscle Mania, Glute Builder, and Lean Machine. Those will be available probably like June, July time. And again, very affordable. And the last thing that I have right now is called a give back program. I will not leave all the details here because it's a lot to spew. But if you do look at my Fit Pride Training Instagram or Facebook page, you can find all that good info there.
Yeah, definitely go check out the give back program. It's super unique and super awesome. So
Yes,
I've
everyone
that's
will love
yes, you
it.
will love it. Without giving the details, you're gonna love it. So thank you so much for spending
Yeah,
the
thank
time
you for
today.
having me.
I'm upset that the only time that we have phone conversations is when we're recording them, but you
It's so true.
know.
Okay, yeah, we know. We gotta connect otherwise,
Yeah.
because this is maybe more podcast episodes in the future, like on mine, yours. I don't know.
Yes,
We'll
yeah, no,
do some
we
stuff.
will definitely do this more. You'll be back. It'll be great.
Yeah, love it. Here for
Yeah,
it.
for sure. All right, well,
Well, get
thank
back to
you.
work, girl. What
You're
the hell are you doing?
not
Like,
my
no, just thank you for having me
boss.
again, right? I am your program. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm
My gosh,
all
you're so
right.
funny.
Well,
All
have a good day, girl. Thank you for having
Thanks,
me.
you too. Yeah, of course.
Bye.
Oh my goodness, that girl is a riot. I love her. If you guys enjoyed listening to Brianna be so informative and honestly just hilarious, go ahead and go listen to her podcast right now. It's called the Because I Deserve It podcast, or just Because I Deserve It. I suck for not looking that up first, but yeah, go look for it. And leave her a 5-star review on her podcast as well, because she's awesome. And if you loved this conversation and you love this podcast, go ahead and leave me a 5-star review as well. And if you do leave me a review that is positive, I'll probably read it on the next episode. Those rates and reviews are what's really going to help this podcast get noticed. And I would just really love your support. So thank you so much for joining me again today, and I will talk to you all next week. Bye.